Stop by the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show at the Kansas Pavilions in Park City at the Mid-America Ag Network booth. You can register to win the smoker from Goodwin Industries. The smoker valued at over $1,000, courtesy of the Mid-America Ag Network, online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The preseason is over for Shocker basketball, and the Shockers will get into their regular season schedule on Saturday. We'll, of course, have a Shocker sound up for you at 11 a.m. at Jersey's Grill and Bar over at K96 and at Webb Road, with Alex Gold hosting with Eric Fonestock. And joining us now is the head coach for Wichita State men's basketball, Greg Marshall. Coach, good afternoon. Hey. And welcome to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The opening game for you, I imagine, kind of closed a little bit of a chapter in your life that started, you know, with last season and then going all the way to the Final Four and all the notoriety that you got last year. Being on CBS, the Dan Patrick interview. How has life changed for Greg Marshall since the start of last basketball season?
Well, there's a little more time commitment, surely. There's folks that want to have autograph sessions and speaking engagements and whatnot, so it's a little more demands on our time, but it's been good. We've enjoyed a great spring, summer, now into the fall, and we're ready to get it going again.
I mentioned, in terms of changes, I noticed the new pregame video ahead of the men's game up on the brand new video board, and I noticed that there was a bit of a smile that crept across your face after the very ending of that. Can you give us a grade on your performance in the pregame video?
Well, it's something that our marketing folks came up with, and they wanted to continue with the Play Angry theme and get the folks excited before tip-off in Coke Arena, and I thought it went well. What'd you think?
I think it was pretty
good.
I thought
it was good.
It felt to me like the Shocker fans got into it after that a little bit.
Yeah, there was a great crowd the other night. It was a sellout for an exhibition game, 10,300 whatever odd number seats we have now, and that's pretty awesome when folks can get that jacked up for an exhibition game.
Well, one of the observations, Coach, that I made while watching that game is that quite frankly, it's not often we get to say around local sports teams that Wichita State may be in one of those situations where whenever a new year starts, you're not starting from scratch, you're reloading, and that's always a good thing. There were some young kids that, quite frankly, Coach, they've got some upside on them. Now, they're still young, they're still raw. Talk a little about what impressed you the most off of the newcomers, particularly some of the younger players that played in that game. I'll tell you what, there are some kids that have some ups in them.
Yeah, I think Darius Carter, junior college transfer, first-team All-American, he obviously showed with the first basket of the game and his length and athleticism, he's going to be a contributor right away. Fred Van Vliet's not a newcomer, but I thought he played great at the point, really was steady and running our show. And then guys like Shaq Morris and Rion Holland and the other freshman, J.R. Simon, those freshmen have a chance to help us. Now, I don't know when that's going to be. We're going to have some discussions for redshirting and things like that, but they certainly have the upside that you're talking about, Paul.
It's certainly, you need some time, obviously, to set your rotation. You want to see what these guys do in a live game situation. We're talking with Greg Marshall, head basketball coach for the 16th-ranked Wichita State men's basketball team. But how early in the season would you like to figure out, okay, these are the 7 or 8 or 9 or however deep you want your rotation to be? How early do you want to figure out, okay, these are the guys I'm going to rely on once we get into conference play and once we make another run through the Valley Conference tournament and then hopefully into the NCAAs again?
Well, I don't think right now we need to cut that rotation down. In fact, I want to build depth right now because inevitably there are injuries that come along. I mean, Nick Wiggins will be out the first couple of days when we start back. We're off today. We have practice again tomorrow and then Friday in preparation for Saturday's opener. But Nick will probably be limited tomorrow. He had a slight concussion. Zach Bush is dealing with a concussion. We've had thumb sprains and ankle sprains and whatnot. So we'll have the random injury just like anyone does. So you want to have a long bench at this point in the year because when that happens, these guys have to be ready to go. And I think that was part of our success last year when we lost the 3 starters after the Tennessee game. we had guys that could play and help us win, which basically was the strength of our at-large bid, our non-conference record, which we ran to 15-1 at one point.
You know, there's going to be a lot of people as they get into college basketball this year going to look at a game on TV or maybe make it out to a Shocker game. And they're going to see what they may refer to as ticky-tack fouls being called. And the game has changed significantly. What I have for you, Coach, is a question about the rule changes, but really this is sort of how do you make sausage question, and that has to do with how you are now coaching, the way the rules have changed. When did you sit down with your staff and say, well, guys, we've got to change certain drills in practice that do away with more hand checking and with putting hands on players, and we have to start working on different footwork drills? Take us inside your basketball team inside of practice, and what have you changed? What are you doing? What are you trying to convey to your players with regards to the way the officials are now going to call these ticky-tack fouls?
Yeah, we've told them to guard with their feet, you know, show your hands. We always teach closeouts with your hands high so that when that driver puts it on the floor initially, your hands aren't down and immediately hand-checking. So we emphasize that even more. We tried to call fouls in practice as we were coaching, make sure that they understood what we anticipated being called a foul this year more stringently than we had done in the past. And, you know, we scrimmaged Baylor, and it didn't affect us that much, and it didn't affect us that much the other night. So I just think that we've got to live and learn, and other teams are going to be in the same boat. But hopefully, you know, our ability to shot block and not hand check and hold people the way, you know, some teams do, we don't teach that. So hopefully it'll you know, we'll be able to adjust a little better than others.
One more quick question with some of the rule changes that has to do with how charges are called. Are we going to see a little more difference in the way the Shockers attack the basket? Because I got to tell you right now, it appears to me that if you dribble, penetrate to the basketball to the basket, people got to get out of your way or there's going to be a foul, because there will not be very many charges throughout the course of this basketball season.
No, it doesn't look like it. There were no charges the other night. Basically, they told us that. So you're exactly right, Paul. We're talking about that as a staff and mentioning it to our team. You know, when you can get a guy in a bad closeout situation, it's a great idea to go ahead and put it on the floor just in under control and make a good decision when you get to the basket, whether to shoot, pull up, and pass, or you know, don't get it deflected or stolen when someone's in that gap helping with the active hands.
Greg Marshall, our guest, he is the head men's basketball coach, Wichita State. Of course, Emporia State coming in on Saturday, and then a really interesting game, the midnight game, Western Kentucky. And you said in your preseason men's basketball media day conference that this was the first one that you thought you had to win, looking at RPI and all that stuff that gets you into the NCAA tournament. Will you change the team's routine on that day? You know, a midnight tip-off, you know, even if you're playing on the West Coast, you're probably going to get in, you know, around, you know, 10 p.m. probably Central Time, depending on when they have the tip. What will you change anything, or what's your strategy to have these guys ready to play a game that starts at midnight?
Well, I just think we move everything back about 5 hours. That's all you do. Maybe have the guys after class make sure they get some rest. I mean, we'll start our shoot around about 6:30, and pregame meal will be about 8 o'clock, and then you tip it off at midnight. I mean, these kids it's not going to affect the players much. They're used to staying up later than us older folks anyway. So, I mean, the evening's just getting started for them around 11, 12 o'clock.
You've always been very, very, I guess, very opinionated that you prefer the term non-BCS school to refer to Wichita State instead of mid-major. My question is, with the BCS going away in a couple of months, have you thought about what you'd like to be called afterwards, or would you just rather be referred to as a Final Four program that happens to be a top 25 basketball team?
Yeah, I that would be fine with me. I really haven't thought about it. I just know that we're if some of these other schools from these BCS conferences are high majors, and we're certainly high majors, that, you know, if we win more than they do when we go head to head, and we have just the same, if not as good or better amenities and facilities that they do around our basketball program, we just do things first class. So, I mean, I don't know what we're called, and hopefully that will be resolved with another good basketball season where we stay in the public eye and the nation is watching. And when you think about quality basketball teams, you think about the Shockers.
Are you far enough along into the season, or at least in practices, because you got so many youngsters on your team and kids that will contribute at some point along the line, even this year? Do you have a sense of the mental toughness of this basketball team? And the reason I ask that question is, you know, when you're a Final Four team, you and I both understand the fact that every time you go onto a basketball court, whether it's here in Wichita or whether you're out on the road, you're going to get everybody's best shot. Everybody's circling Wichita State on their schedule. You're going to get everybody's best shot. Talk a little about the mental toughness that you see on this team. Is it there? Does it have to be developed? Do you want it better than it is right now? Where are you right now on that factor?
I think it's too early to tell, Paul, until we start playing games. Last year, I knew we had it when we went to VCU and were able to come out of there with a win. That's a statement win. It's very, very hard to do. And our guys, even with all the newness and all the youth last year, they went in there and they were just so tough mentally, because it's a hard place to play and it's a difficult style to play against. I don't know if I can say that about this year's group yet. They have to make their own mark. And I think the first opportunity is going to be that Western Kentucky game on ESPN, in the marathon, the college basketball tip-off marathon against a very good Hilltopper ball club. Back-to-back NCAA tournament, returning about 80% of their scoring and 75% of their rebounding. So, and they've come out publicly on October the 24th and said, their coach, that all of their preseason was being devoted to preparing them for that Wichita State game. So it's a big game for them. Just like you mentioned, we're going to have a lot of those this year. We've got to be ready each and every night. But I think, you know, when you win 111 games in the last 4 years, we have our guys prepared pretty much every night as well.
Greg Marshall, head men's basketball coach, Wichita State University. They are at home for a 1 p.m. tip-off on Saturday against Emporia State. We'll have Shocker Sound Off at 11 a.m. at Jersey's Grill and Bar, K96 at Webb Road. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, guys, just make sure and mention when you can, talking about that midnight game, for folks that know that they are not going to be able to get to the game because it's so late, they've got school and work and everything the next morning, make sure that those people try to find someone to fill their seats that will wear yellow and black and pull for the Shockers. We want to have a full house that night. We're going to drop the Final Four banner. It's going to be on national television. I just think we need it with the late hour. I'm a little concerned that some folks might just say, well, I can't go and leave those seats unattended. So we'd like to have warm bodies in those seats if we can.
Absolutely. We will pass the word along.
Our pledge.
I don't think, personally, I don't think you're going to have any problem finding people to go to this game.
Well,
I just don't want people not using their tickets and having them sit in their desk drawer at the house.
Absolutely. No, we will pass it along, Coach. Absolutely. You know, there needs to be 10,300 plus at this game.
It's got to look good on TV. Does. That's what we've got to have.
And we will be committed to helping find, if you have tickets, bring them into the station. We'll give them away. You know, okay. So we'll be the ticket exchange if that needs to happen. Thank you again, Coach.
Yeah, I think folks know by now whether they're going to be able to go to that game or not.